With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden says the negotiations to secure the release of hostages kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th are ongoing with the help of Arabic mediators.
There is an effort to take this pause to deal with the release of prisoners. And that's being negotiated as well with the Qataris are engaged. And so I remain somewhat hopeful.
Mr. Biden also says he's been speaking with Israeli authorities about scaling back the military operation around the largest Gaza hospital, Al-Shifa.
The hospital must be protected.
Israel says it is not targeting hospitals directly, but acknowledges there are clashes around Al-Shifa and other facilities. The AAA predicts millions of us will travel for the Thanksgiving holiday, correspondent Rita Foley reports.
More of us will travel this year than last, says the AAA. 55 million travelers plus will head 50 miles or more from home for the holiday. Most of us will go by car, and here is some good news. If you're driving, you may pay less for gas than last Thanksgiving. It was $3.58 a gallon then. Today it's 22 cents cheaper, and prices have been falling. The busiest day on the roads will likely be the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, says INRIX, the data provider. It recommends leaving in the morning or after 6 in the evening to avoid the traffic crush. I'm Rita Foley.
The Republican Party's once crowded 2024 presidential primary field has suddenly shrunk to just a handful of viable candidates. A day after South Carolina Senator Tim Scott stunned many of his own staff by suspending his campaign, the fight between Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis for second place behind Donald Trump appears to be intensifying. On Wall Street, the Dow by 54 points, the Nasdaq dropped 30, the S&P lower by 3. This is SRN News. California wants to help men give birth.
State lawmakers are considering a bill that would require health insurance companies to provide drugs to male patients to treat what the legislation calls their, quote, infertility. This is all about transgenderism, of course, although it does get a little confusing. The bill states that coverage for the treatment of infertility shall be provided without discrimination on the basis of gender, gender expression, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Both sides are predicting abortion will be a key issue in next year's elections. Marjorie Dannenfeltzer of SBA Pro-Life America says Democrats are going to make abortion front and center throughout 2024. The GOP consultant class needs to wake up. Pro-abortion groups will spend big money on the 2024 campaigns. According to AP Votecast, 63% of voters in this month's midterm election said abortion should be legal. This is SRN News. Former British Prime Minister David Cameron has made a shock return to high office. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Cameron has been appointed Foreign Secretary in a shake-up of the Conservative government that also saw the firing of divisive Home Secretary Suella Braverman. It's rare for a former leader and a non-lawmaker to take a senior government post. The government says Cameron will be appointed to Parliament's unelected upper chamber, the House of Lords. The move marks the return of a leader brought down by Britain's decision to leave the EU. Cameron had called the 2016 EU membership referendum confident the country would vote to stay in the bloc. He resigned the day after voters opted to leave. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Braverman was ousted after she protested the way London police handled the pro-Palestinian demonstrations. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.